I'm Justin Martin with KERA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has saved DACA for now. But as KERA's Stella Chavez reports, that hasn't eased the stress for recipients trying to keep up with the politics, complete all the paperwork, and remember when they need to renew.
It was 17 years ago, early one morning, that Leia Sandoval and her little brother boarded a packed van and left their home country of El Salvador. She was just 6 years old and says it seemed like they were going on a family vacation, except the two kids didn't really know any of the other passengers.
I felt like I had to protect my brother because at that point he was the only immediate family link that I had.
Sandoval's parents were already in the U.S. and had arranged for her and her brother to join them. They wanted the children far away from the country's increasing gang violence. The van traveled more than 3,500 miles from San Salvador through Central America and Mexico.
The way my brother and I made it to the United States is pretty luxurious compared to the hundreds of children that have it otherwise, that either cross the desert, have to swim across rivers, pass through environments that are, the heat is intense.
They ended the journey in El Paso, where the siblings met up with their dad. Then all three headed to New York to join mom. Today, Sandoval is a college match counselor for KIPP Texas, a network of charter schools where she works with high school students from underrepresented communities. She has a bachelor's and a master's degree, all things the DACA program has made possible for Sandoval and more than 100,000 other Texas residents. She says she now deeply appreciates what she didn't understand when she was younger.
When I was growing up, I didn't realize what it meant to be undocumented. I knew the word existed. I knew what it technically meant, but I didn't realize how limited we were in the opportunities we had available to us.
Opportunities like a Social Security card, an employment verification card, and a driver's license. These were her tickets, she says, but those tickets cost time, effort, and money, $495 to be exact. Every year, Sandoval saves up to cover that renewal fee. Then there's the disclaimer before each job interview.
I would always be upfront with the employer and be like, hey, just so you know, I'm not a resident or a citizen. I do have DACA status, because I was like, I don't want y'all, let's say DACA gets canceled and then you never knew and then you're like, why didn't you tell me? Now I don't have an employee.
DACA recipients like Sandoval have a lot at stake when it comes to keeping everything current and shoulder a lot of stress. Felix Villalobos is an immigration attorney with Raices, a group that helps refugees and immigrants.
So when somebody renews, their concern is always, you know, what happens if I lose DACA or what happens if it lapses while I'm waiting to apply? Because those driver's licenses have the same expiration date as their current DACA application.
And no DACA status means no work, at least not with permission. Recipients also can't get into any trouble that could disqualify them, like a DWI or unlawfully possessing a firearm.
People get very jittery whenever they get stopped by the police because it directly affects their potential ability to continue having DACA and also being able to work.
Then there are the unforeseen bureaucratic problems. Villalobos says Raices often helps pay the $495 DACA renewal fee for its clients. But he has one whose application is still in limbo.
We provided the check. They mailed off their DACA application. It was actually rejected, stating that the inappropriate amount was included. Which the one problem with mailing applications, with any immigration application, is that if anything is off or wrong, they just reject the whole packet.
Villalobos says there was nothing wrong with the check, but several inquiries later, the problem still hasn't been resolved. For Leia Sandoval, keeping track of certain dates, like when her DACA renewal is up, it's crucial.
In my brain, I'm like, okay, by this date, I need to have everything submitted, the application fee done, my license renewed. So it's just one of the dates you have to remember, kind of like you remember your birthday. Remember when your DACA status expires.
Until DACA recipients have permanent legal status, Sandoval says she'll always have it on her mind in one way or another. I'm Stella Chavez in Dallas.